Vermont tomorrow night, May 17th at 7 o'clock. You can go to our website, democracynow.org, for information. Democracy Now! Has three part-time video news production fellow jobs. Go to our website. I'm Amy Goodman with Juan Gonzalez.
Good morning. You are listening to KBOO Portland. You can hear us on K220 HR Hood River, K282 BH Philomath. Please stay tuned for Ani and Lynn on Positively Revolting Talk Radio with guest Michael Mead.
To celebrate our spring membership drive, KBOO is proud to partner with Hopworks Urban Brewery to introduce the British Invasion IPA. Hopworks, an eco-brew pub offering sustainable organic beers, will have the British Invasion IPA on tap during our spring membership drive at both hub locations, 2944 Southeast Powell and 3947 North Williams in Portland. You can learn more about what the Hopworks British Invasion IPA means for KBOO at kboo.fm/IPA.
See who in the world you called your mother. She was very tanned, so you packed your tent and you went to live out in the Arizona sand. You are a refugee from a wealthy family. You gave up all.
Good morning. It is 8:05 and 40 seconds or something. Hello, good morning. It is 8:05 and 40 seconds or something like that. And you are listening to KBOO in Portland. This is Positively Revolting. And I'm Lynn. I'm here with, who are you?
Well, good morning. I'm Ani.
Okay, good. Before we introduce our guest, I just wanted to talk about this membership drive. We, Ani and I, kind of had an arc. I don't know if we consciously did it or not, but we realized we were talking about it that we did. And it started out with David K. Johnston talking about the peril of our growing inequality, which I believe is, that's his Unequal or whatever the name of his book. And then the second week, Divided
is actually the name of
The Peril of Our Growing Equality, socially and economically, the perils of that in the country and the world right now. And then we had a great guest the next week called about the Debt Resistors Operational Manual, which was done by the Strike, a project of Strike Debt, which is an offshoot of Occupy. And this was to help people sort of humanely and guilt-free deal with their debt. But today we're kind of bringing it all back home to the personal. And I want to now introduce our guest, author, psychologist, mythologist, storyteller, Michael Mead. Some of his books include Why the World Doesn't End, Fate and Destiny, which is newly expanded, and I love that. Fate and Destiny should be newly expanded. The Water of Life, Voices of Vets, and some of his CD sets also include Inner Wisdom, The Soul of Change, The Light Inside the Darkness, Initiation and the Soul, just to name a few. You can go to mosaicvoices.org and see the whole thing. But this morning, we're going to be speaking with him about his latest, hot off the presses, CD set, Finding the Genius in Your Life. Good morning, Michael, and welcome again to Positively Revolting.
Good morning, Lynn. Good morning, Ani.
Good morning.
Good to be with you.
Excellent to have you with us. Well, I just thought one way to start this is the term genius is bantied about in some very, I find, interesting, if not necessarily accurate ways. And so what are you talking about? Are you talking about someone with an IQ over 30 or 130? I would have to be over 30. Over 130. What does genius mean to you?
Well, I'm approaching genius as something of quality rather than quantity. Genius is a mysterious thing. People know it when they see it, but they don't know where it came from. And so in the strange way of the modern Western world, people tried to measure it, and then they tried to create a hierarchy based on that measurement. But genius, the root of the word means the spirit that's already there. Or another translation of it would be that which is born. So genius is the spirit that's already there when we're born. And so that's what I wanted to get to. And the reason I got involved in it really came from working with severely at-risk youth. And in particular, the last 2 years, working with depressed and suicidal youth. I was shocked to be talking to the friends of a young person who took their own life and have the friends talk about the beautiful qualities in that person that they knew, yet at the same time say that the person felt completely empty. And when I asked them, well, how do you feel? And they say, well, we feel empty too. And I felt myself going, no, you don't understand. You're born with inherent qualities, which when taken as gifts and elements of character are your own genius. And I realized that what's happened is, in many ways, modern people think they're born empty, what they used to call tabula rasa, or blank slate. And I started to realize I wanted to say something about the innate genius, the inherent qualities that make us who we are from before we're born, as a way of resourcing individuality in the face of a mass culture that not only destroys equality, it destroys individuality.
And it's rather ironic that it destroys individuality when there's so much of the sort of modern mythos of the rugged individual and how the individual is promoted over the collective. And yet, at the same time, the culture manages to annihilate the gift of that individual. Can you talk about that a little more?
Well, I think what's happened is people don't understand what they mean by the individual. And that's why I felt like I had to go back to the root of it. And I say the root of it is this old idea of the genius we're born with, which has woven into it a sense of how our life is aimed, what we came to the world to be and to do. And I think what's happened is a kind of paradoxical collapse of the Western idea of the democratic ideals of the individual being free. And you see it in these kind of strange military groups, you know, the Clive Bundy event and so on like that.
A
as
classic.
Freedom, say it again?
A classic. Clive
yeah,
Bundy.
As if freedom meant, you know, the opportunity to walk around waving a gun. I mean, that's...
Or it means ignorance or something because of, you know.
Yeah. So freedom gets defined as not as the capacity to live one's life fully, but it gets defined negatively as not to be interfered with. And so that's the lowest kind of freedom. The high freedom is to become oneself. And but then, like I said, I was just totally shocked to find out how many young people didn't think they really had a self. So there's the other idea. The rugged individual, who by now really is a ragged individual, but the rugged individual is someone who makes something of themselves. And what I have found that I have to say to young people in trouble is you already are made as someone. You don't have to simply make something. I mean, young people and all of us, I think when we were young, we're trying to get recognized, seen, and heard for who we already were. And from there, you make something of that life. And so I wound up focusing on this idea of genius, and there's the CD set, but I'm writing a book about it as well because there's some things I can get to in the book more readily.
Well, when I was listening to the CDs, one of the reasons I played this old Joni Mitchell song was that I remembered back in the day when it was considered something sort of to strive for, to be yourself, and that has become morphed and commercialized, but not even that. It's like now it's how to survive, and I get that because it is sort of financially hard to decide, but how to survive in this economy is what young people are kind of thinking about the most, and that seems so damaging to me.
Well, and part of what's damaging to everybody, but particularly young people in a way, is the collapse of vertical imagination into the flatlands of economy.
Yeah.
Economy is not the place where human culture seeds itself and grows from. Economy is the level of exchange that's necessary for all of the inventive, creative, nourishing, and amazing things of culture to happen. And so when a culture becomes obsessed with economy, it's already lost the greater imagination, what I call the vertical imagination. So again, I started playing with the Western idea of genius as part of vertical imagination, that when a person is inspired, it's their genius in the sense that's awakening, and they imagine big things and they can see a greater way to be in life. And so part of what I'm working on is the idea of the education of genius rather than the indoctrination of citizens. So mass education is intended in a certain sense to turn out well-behaved consumers that continually support the economy, which doesn't support the essence of their own life. And so one of the chapters I'm writing is about the education of genius, or you could say the second level, the first level of education is you have to socialize people to some degree so they can meet each other and talk and have a marketplace and whatever they're going to have.
Not bite each other like kids.
Not too often. And, but the second level is the awakening of the unique qualities in their life. And so genius is the source. The word education from the Latin educare means to lead it out. Right? Instruction from instructare means to pack it in. Education means to lead out what's already in there, which I'm calling genius. Instruction means to pack in all the things you think a person needs. But true learning would be you lead it out first. You find the genius qualities of the person before you start packing stuff in. And so one more thing about it is if we're going to be able to heal nature and culture, right? We live in a time not only when we have the threat of the collapse of the economy, the loss of the disparity, you know, on a financial level, but we also have Sandy, the huge storms, and all, you know, and the melting ice caps and all that. We're beset on all sides. Nature, culture, everything needs to be improved. Everything needs to be healed. Everything needs to be worked on. Well, the best way to get all that done is invite the genius of all the people, because people are aimed a certain way and they're people that could figure out ice cap stuff, whereas other people could actually figure out an honest economy and other people could figure out relationship stuff. And that's the genius in people that does the figuring, that does the imagining. And so I'm also writing about the idea of employing everybody, not in passing time in some job that's simple great survival, but employing everybody as a creative person who has something to give. Idealistic, yes, but why not?
Why not? Yeah, I was just going to say that.
Well, and it's idealistic, and yet it is true. And right now we do need to talk to Grace and to Teresa, and we are in the very, very waning hours, the last days of our spring membership drive here at KBOO. And I know that Positively Revolting has a $1,000 goal to achieve for this hour. Before 9 o'clock, we need to hear from you. 877-500-5266. Isn't that right, Grace?
That is absolutely right. And one thing, way to help this along is that we do have a matching grant for this show, for this hour.
That's fantabulous.
A fabulous anonymous KBOO member has made a offer to match the next $200 in contributions that are made during Positively Revolting. So you can double that impact, and you can call 877-500-5266. Something very exciting. We also have, as a little gift that you can ask for, is Michael Mead's new 4-CD set, Finding Genius in Your Life. And I've heard the first CD so far, and it is fabulous. And I highly recommend it. If you are a fan of Michael Mead and what he's talking about, it's a great gift. You can get this for $180 minimum pledge. That's about $15 a month if you want to use an electronic funds transfer. And it's well worth it. So make that call, 877-500-5266, and ask for Michael Mead's CD, Finding Genius in Your Life. We only have five, so this is your opportunity, and also to take advantage of that $200 matching grant.
And I'd like to thank people who have taken advantage of the KBOO pledge drive and have called in. Marion has called in from Scappoose, Andres from Beaverton, Kathy from Dayton, Robert from Southwest Portland. And let's see, we also got a call from Theodora, renewing in Southeast with an extra gift in addition to the sustaining membership. Thank you to all of you who have called in. They all called in 877-552-66, 877-552-66. Now, I'm looking at the Michael Mead 4-CD set. It's called Finding Genius in Your Life. It's blue with gold trim. It looks very nice, and it has enough information to keep you listening for quite a while. I think that you will enjoy getting your hands on that. Way to do it, call us at 877-500-5266 and pledge $180 a year. Now, that sounds like a lot, but that's only, what is that, $15 a month?
Yeah,
I contribute $25 myself, so you can call us and spend just 3 minutes on the phone. We can do that off your credit card. We can also do a monthly deduction on your credit card or on your debit card. We can do a monthly deduction out of your bank account. It's all very easily done. You just spend 3 minutes on the phone to us. We send you a letter. It gets all set up, bada bing, bada boom, and it's done. And then you've got your copy of Michael Mead's Finding Genius in Your Life CDs, and you will also be a KBOO member, which comes with its associated perks.
877-500-5266. That's the number to call. Or you can join us online at kboo.fm. That $1,000 goal is easy to achieve with all of us taking collective action together,
got
right?
$100 in already.
That is sort of the premise of Positively Revolting, is that we do right action in our lives and that together we actually make social change happen. It is what we do. And we ask you to do it with us right now. 877-500-5266. $180 contribution will get you the 4-disc set from Michael Mead, Finding Genius in Your Life. You're hearing us talk about that right now. We know that our listeners really value what Michael brings to the airwaves. We've had this good fortune to talk to Michael a few times before, and it's just always a very special morning here as we get to tap into that, you know, deep well of wisdom and actually try to make sense of this world. And that's something, again, that we do together. Your part right now is to support independent media, to support Positively Revolting. 877-500-5266. You say we have $100 in already?
We have $100
in. And we have that $200 matching grant right now?
Yes.
That means there's $100 of that left, and that's fantastic. Please give us a call, 877-500-5266.
Your last chance to support Positively Revolting for this particular membership drive. Don't let the opportunity pass you by.
Indeedly.
Once again, that number, 877-500-5266. Now, we're pushing up the signal to more than 20,000 watts. I think Ani said it was 26,000 watts yesterday. So that means that you're listening to us in Kelso. You know, you're out there, you're washing your silk socks, you're listening to Michael Mead. Well, it's time to dry your hands and call in 877-500-5266. We're pushing the signal out to Salem. Call in, Salem. We're pushing the signal out to Vancouver. We need to hear from Vancouver this morning. How about $10 a month? How about $15 a month from McMinnville and someone gets a copy of Michael Mead's Finding Genius in Your Life? How about someone in Camas calls in and gets the KBOO versus the MediaZilla's t-shirt for just a toe in the water, $5 a month? Gosh, that's easy.
That's
to
a
do.
Nice one,
Forest
too.
Grove. We need to hear from Forest Grove. I want you to call in right now, 877-500-KBOO, 877-500-5266. Corvallis, call in right now. Corvallis Karma, 877-500-5266. We'll be so glad to hear from you.
Absolutely.
We are waiting with bated breath. And we just love to hear that phone
ring. I tell you, baited.
Yeah, baited.
So we're going to check back in with you in just a moment. Right now, I want to remind people you are listening to KBOO, your community radio station. I'm Ani.
I'm Lynn.
And we have Michael Mead with us this morning, mythmaker, storyteller extraordinaire. We are talking about his new work, Finding Genius in Your Life. I also want to remind people you can find Positively Revolting on Facebook, where you can find us at facebook.com/positivelyrevolting. You can also email us at positivelyrevolting@gmail.com.
So many ways to get in touch. So, Michael, I listened to this 4-CD set in about 2 days, so I'm a little overwhelmed with information. When you get this, folks, and you will do it for about a week.
Because it's deep information. It takes it a little bit to sink in.
And it's really good. You were talking about families and how sometimes they make it hard for genius to come through, not in a faulting way, but just because of the sort of nature of families.
Well, if you take genius as the spirit that's born with a person, and then, you know, the baby or the infant can't take care of itself. Longest period of dependency, I think, among in the animal realm, humans dependent on the parents or somebody acting like a parent. Mm-hmm. And so during that period, what develops is, in a sense, the social character of the child. And so in a way, it happens that the parents rarely can see the genius of the child. And that causes all kinds of confusion, especially if the family or the parents in the family, if there's something they feel they need, like a successful sports son or a very high-achieving kid in school or a lawyer, you know, the kind of thing,
right,
where
right.
the parents think, oh, you should become this. And so, but the genius already knows what we came to become. And so there's something at odds very often between the genius of the child, the expectations of the family, and the limitations of the culture. Genius is not just out of the box, as they say. It's off the map. When a person awakens to their genius, which you could also imagine as flipping the 220 switch in the electrical box rather than the 110, where a person really gets turned on and begins to feel a great vitality and see a way through the world or something that lights the world up for them, they have to often depart from the map that the family had and even from the cultural maps. And so when I say that the old meaning is genius is the spirit that's already there, it also suggests that there's a spirit in a person that is not the, it's not part of the family. The parents give birth to the child, but don't give birth to the spirit in the child. And so a little distinction happens there, and that's why in youth, we have to get out of the house. We have to go somewhere else because the people around us think they know who we are, and we are just awakening to who we came here to be. And so that's why youth usually have to go find mentors or guides or someone who sees the genius, and sometimes the family is amazed, you know? We didn't even know that you had that in you. That's the basic setup.
Well, and I also loved your story about, I hear from people a lot about the devouring mother. That seems to be a very prominent myth in our culture. And I loved how you were the devouring single parent father. It's time for that myth to go to both sexes now. And I don't know if you could tell that story. It's a great story.
Well, there was a period where I had four children, and I wound up as a single parent of four children for a while, and there's a way in which I liked it at first, to tell the truth, because I was home, and there was something strangely kind of enjoyable about what seemed to me like the routine. You know, you mix up some food and then everybody eats, and then you put the laundry in the thing and it turns around and around. And I don't mean to diminish how hard it is to be particularly a mother, but I was in the kind of turning of it and in the kind of enjoying the nurturing of it. And I actually learned how to bake a little bit and cook, you know, and I was enjoying, here's your food and all this kind of stuff. And then one day I just noticed that I was shifting from, here, I'm giving you something to eat, to I heard a little voice inside me going, oh, and I could just nibble on your sweet little fingers. And I realized I was going to switch from nurturing to devouring. And I heard the voice a couple of times, and I realized I'm getting lost here in something, you know, that you would call archetypal. And I had to call friends up right away and say, you know, speak to me in complicated sentences right now, or come over and bring wine, because I was disappearing into the archetype of nurturing, which is really also the archetype of devouring.
Yeah. Yeah, I was telling the story to friends and who all have, you know, devouring mother stories. And anyway, thank you for sharing that, because teeny fingers, they're so good.
And I'm sitting here thinking of the archetype of Kali, you know, the nurturer and devourer all at the same time. And I hadn't quite made these connections before. Thank you, Michael.
Yeah,
that's why we like having you on.
Yeah, they're in us, and that's the culture, too. So we say, well, we're going to build this big economy that's going to grow and grow and grow. And all of a sudden, people realize, oh, wait a minute, we're being devoured by the economy that we built so that it would grow and grow and grow. And it's feeding off of us. And, oh, it's feeding off of our children. So that the, you know, those who get fortunate to go to college often wind up with some huge debt, which is a form of devouring their energy even into the future.
Indeed.
You know, the Native Americans, when they had a transaction, it always had to include medicine to protect the party against spiritual infection.
Nice idea.
Yeah. And that seems like a really important piece when you're dealing with money at all, but that's just my little.
You know, I
capitalist thing.
You know what you're saying when you realize that you are about to make that switch, that you are about to really sort of lose yourself. Your impulse was to call your friends and to have yourself basically reminded. And I always see these words and I start breaking them apart like Mary Daly, but to be brought back to your own mind, to your own sense of self. And I think that that's a wonderful way to go, as we all struggle, you know, through our lives where we have that real strong sense of self. And then for whatever reason, sometimes finding it a little more distant. That seems to me a very good sort of call to get back on course. Go to the people that love and love you and know you and your essential spirit and be reminded of what that is.
Yes, and we need friends who see those qualities in us. So another aspect of genius is connected to our uniqueness. So you have inside the world of language, you have genus, G-E-N-U-S, which is the kind of group or the collective part. You know, everybody's part of the genus, Homo sapiens. Genius is what distinguishes each of us individually inside that genus group. And so our friends and the people that care for us actually do know our genius. They see it, they feel it. Unamuno, the great old Spanish philosopher poet, said that we have to live in such a way that when we die, everyone that knew us will realize something essential has gone from the world and it will not be replaced. Genius is the part of a person that is unique, and if we don't live our genius out, it will never otherwise exist in the world. And I know these are big ideas, but I feel the need to have big ideas to stand against the flattening of the world through the idea that economy rules everything. Economy is important, of course. We're actually in the middle of a pledge drive right here. You have to raise money in order to live. But once you raise the money, it isn't to simply live. It is to live fully one's life, which means, because genius is also the keeper of the dream of one's life. And so, in a sense, the dream of America has already collapsed into the flatland of economy. And how are people going to find the dream again? Well, the dream actually lives, not collectively as much as individually. And that dream is carried by one's genius.
And we need to, at this moment,
speaking of which,
look at Teresa and Grace and say hello, Teresa and Grace.
Hello.
Hello, hello.
Good morning, KBOO Portland.
I just want to say people have been listening to the words of Michael Mead. And here on Positively Revolting, we have offered for your perusement and enjoyment 4 CD sets, 4 disc sets of Michael Mead's latest work.
Yes, indeed, we have it.
And it's a $180 contribution, and you too could avail yourself of a copy of Finding Genius in Your Life. Go ahead, Teresa. 877-500-5266.
Tell the folks how Teresa's chomping at the bit here.
All right. Well, that CD set that she was just talking about, Finding Genius in Your Life, is a wonderful adjunct to this programming. I think that you'll enjoy and be edified and educated listening to it. And so you can get your hands on it right now by calling 877-500-5266. That's 877-500-KABU, 877-500-5266. And it really thrills us to hear that phone ringing, so I would encourage you to do that right now. And I would like to suggest that you, to get the CD set, pledge $15 a month. That'll get it for you, and that's pretty painless. We can take it out on your credit or debit card. And more generally, we also have T-shirts that we love to give you and other things that would be more appropriate at the $10 a month level. So why not call us with that pledge amount?
We want to thank Red from Southeast Portland, who's a renewing member, and Nick from Northeast Portland, who is a renewing member. Thanks so much, guys. You know, I was just thinking while we were listening just now, and KABU is actually a great example of what Michael Mead's talking about, because we are a collective entity, and yet we really help nurture people's inner geniuses, you know, in terms of the creativity that people are able to bring to KABU. And I really believe that KABU is an incredibly important institution and just a way to have that happen, for people to come here and to speak their truth and to learn how to do radio. And it's, you know, and I think we need more organizations like KABU out there to really fulfill that and to help people and nurture themselves and to nurture their genius. And if you agree, if you believe that KABU is an important addition to our community, we'd love to hear from you right now. And we'd like you to call 877-500-5266. Become a member and get one of these CD sets, because it is very good.
Now, this is the last Positively Revolting for this pledge drive, so this is it, folks. Congratulations on holding out and thinking things over carefully, but this is the time right now where you need to make our phone ring. We do have a little bit of a delay, so if you're calling right this second, it'll take a while before you hear us cheer, but we will cheer when we hear the phone ring. The number is 877-500-5266. The time is ticking away on the clock, not much more on this pledge drive, and we're counting on you to come through to help catch things up. We're a little bit behind on the membership drive, but we're confident that one way or another, as we always do, we will get that money together. But that depends on you to make that last 3-point shot from the middle of the court by calling us 877-500-5266. And it's good.
Yes.
877-500-5266. 877-500-5266. Yeah, you know how ridiculous it is for me to make a sport.
Last year, Amy Goodman yelling goal.
Goal, yeah.
877-500-5266. Online at kboo.fm.
Someone's calling.
Yeah, it's a wonderful thing. We thank you for your call, and we want you to join them. We still have a matching period, and we can get some facts and figures in on it a little bit and see how we're doing on that.
That's right.
I want to remind people that there has been a wonderful, generous, anonymous KABU member who has put up $200 to match contributions that are made during the Positively Revolting Hour. That is up until 9 o'clock this morning. So please do not delay. Call now, 877-500-5266. Just takes a couple minutes of your time. And as Teresa was saying, a monthly donation is so easy to do for just about everyone that's listening to me right now. I contribute an hour's wage every month. Teresa contributes an hour's wage every month. I suggest that you consider contributing an hour's wage every month, and know that you're working that 1 hour for the collective good of all, right? You're working for empowerment of your community media, your independent radio. You are working for, in fact, the empowerment of your entire community. 877-500-5266. It's a little act that matters so very much this morning.
You should see us light up when the phone rings.
It's just really exciting.
It's true. It looks like they have Christmas lights all over their heads. Every time the phone rings, they just sort of flash.
And you know, we still have some of these CD sets, so call now, because we only have a limited amount. And thank you so much to Michael Mead for donating these CDs, because they are a donation, and it's part of their contribution, Mosaic Multicultural Foundation's contribution to KABU.
And of course, Grace, we are also planting trees. Friends of Trees has made it possible for us to plant a tree at the $75 or level. Each of you who calls in and makes a pledge at $75 level or greater can have a tree planted by Friends of Trees in addition to the regular thank you gift. So we got the doubling, we've got the Friends of Trees, we've got it all right now, getting the high sign. So it's time to go back to Michael Mead and more programming. Once again, that number, 877-500-5266.
Right. And Michael, thank you for hanging on.
Sure. Glad to be helpful. We'll try to be helpful.
It's just, it is always so very good to talk with you. And in the last, you know, we just have a little bit of show left and really wanting to sort of, we've hinted at it, we've talked around it, but as people are finding that they've been alienated from their true selves, they have gone through the toxic nuclear family, they have gone through the indoctrination of public schooling in the worst senses of those terms, getting you ready to be a good consumer and good citizen, and you're finding yourself truly questioning why you're here in the first place, how does someone start to uncover who they really are? How does somebody start to get around that emptiness?
So the one, let's see, I was just thinking of this old quote from Horace that adversity reveals genius and prosperity conceals it.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah. So strangely, if a person looks at the adversity in their life, if a person, and I've met a lot of mature people who don't know their genius, that's how confusing it has become.
Mm-hmm.
And so one of the things you do is you look back and say, when and where was I in trouble? Or where was my life intensified? And usually in those areas, you can find hints of genius. The genius must be revealed to some degree in, I'd say by 20 years old or so. It's just that it often comes out in the midst of adversity and it is not recognized. So that would be one way. Look at the adversity in one's life. Another thing is usually people have a favorite teacher or some kind of mentoring experience where someone saw them. That's the old idea. Someone saw them and bless them a little bit. And if you take a mentoring experience or an experience with a favorite teacher and you examine it, you'll find out that it's always specific. All the school teachers, the real school teachers, are looking for the genius in their children. They have to do that. That's what teachers do. And so if you can find a moment where someone said something that rang true and felt true, especially a youthful moment, if you unpack that moment, you'll find hints of one's genius. So those are two ways looking back. The other thing I would say is what a person loves is connected to their genius. As a matter of fact, in ancient Greece, the god of love, Eros, was called a genius. And so wherever a person, some people love nature. You can tell. I'm like urban. I grew up in the city. I mean, I live in the country now, and I try to understand what the trees are saying. But I get confused all the time. I meet people who relate to trees, relate to animals, relate to elements of the natural world in a genius way. That is their genius. People will call it a hobby. I watch people out in the garden. And they're down, you know, doing these amazing things to grow vegetables and grow flowers and things. And they call it a hobby, but they look like they're praying and bowing to something divine. And they are, because their genius is connected to the bounty and the beauty of the earth. And so what a person loves, music, whatever it is that a person, you know, knows that they indelibly love, their genius is there. That's what, why they love it so much. It is resonating with this deep, innate, inherent, inborn spirit that is, in a sense, the point of their life. So I'm not using genius at all about how to be smarter than others. I'm using it about how to be smart about oneself. And the evidence is already in one's life. It's just that it usually has not been blessed or it has been seen to be at odds with the expectations of family and culture, let's say.
Yeah, it does. And are you really, I mean, mentoring is a very important part of your organization. And getting people, I just was at two of the vet extravaganzas that you did. And the other part that you talk about is how healing is something that happens with the mentor or the therapist and the patient or the person partaking in the ceremony. It has to be both ways or it's not real.
Yeah, it's healing is always a shared thing. I mean, one may have a great knowledge in a medicine sense or in a psychological sense, but the healing has to come both from the person seeking the healing and the person seeking to heal. And it's partly the genius that comes out when the healing happens. You mentioned veterans. So the other way I had to focus on genius was in working with anybody who has suffered severe trauma, severe enough to kind of collapse their life or leave them lost in an unknown world. One of the few ways to bring vitality and focus back is by awakening or helping to awaken the genius in them. And what I will say to veterans when I work with them or anybody who's been severely traumatized is the project is not to come back to normal. No one ever wanted to arrive at normal. Normal is the genus. Normal is life goes on and the species goes on. You're trying to get back to a life you never had, really, which is the life where what a person loves and what they came to give to the world becomes central. And so the way back from trauma is the awakening of genius and the finding of the thread and even in a sense the purpose of one's life as opposed to fitting in. Because once you've been severely traumatized, you'll never quite fit in. You are an other person. And the only real way to heal, which the word heal means to make whole, the only real way to healing and making whole is to find the genius, because it is the inner spirit with the eye that knows where you're supposed to be going. And it has the hints of what you're here to love. And it also has the gift that you came to give.
That is so, so as we, you know, again, looking forward to healing our world, I think that there's an excellent point to be made that we owe it to the world, we owe it to ourselves, you know, to be who we really are born to be. And that sometimes in this culture that takes such great perseverance.
Well, yeah, and I support all the great causes. I just never have seen them accomplish anything except through individuals who awaken fully to their role in things in the effort. So that, you know, I mean, the minimum wage should be a living wage. Anybody knows that except for a greedy person with big blind spots. That's not a hard thing to solve. But to get it to happen means that people have to figure out inventive and creative ways to transform the culture around them.
Right.
And I agree with you. The old idea was anyone who transforms themselves will be automatically contributing to the transformation of their society and their culture. The individual actually means something. It's very hard to see how that's the case, but that is the underlying idea. Humans, history is made inside the human soul before it's ever seen out in the world. We are not simply on the receiving end of history. We are participating in the creating of history, and we can change that story. But I think we change it most effectively when we change into ourselves. And again, when the person transforms their society, and even the world can transform, wanting to change the world is not going to work. Because, as we used to say when I was younger, be the change. Become the change that you want. And then I'm suggesting that that isn't an abstract thing. What was it? I was educated on you can be anything you want to be. No, that's not the point. We're very lucky and we're truly helpful if we turn out to be who we were supposed to be. Not in the expectation of family, not in the limitation of culture, but who we were supposed to be from the inside seated genius self living out into the world, relieving ourselves by giving away what we have and participating in the ongoing creation.
Absolutely, and I really appreciate your talk about imagination, because that the collapse of imagination in this culture has just been one of the most tragic things to me, and it's not fun. You know, being imaginative is just so much more fun.
Well, I don't know how young people handle it these days. I mean, I grew up, you know, in the 50s and 60s.
Me too.
So, you know, things were out in the street and ideas were all over the place. And yeah, it was chaotic, but you could grab on to great imagination. Language was being reinvented. Music was being reinvented, as well as politics. But to watch people with no imagination fight over the same issues over and over again with no real intention or capacity to do anything about them, that's very discouraging. And so what's happened to me, and maybe that's why I focused on individual genius, not to walk away from the world of politics and the necessary issues of the time, but to consider that it's not going to be solved in those places where we used to think it would come from. And so the biggest or most radical, in a sense, bottom-up thing that I can think of is awakening the genius in each person. The genius is hidden in the depth of the soul. And the old idea, a radical, the idea comes from trees or plants, and trees in particular will have a radical root. And it's not the loudest part of the tree, it's the deepest part of the tree. The radical root goes further into the earth than any other part of the tree, and it draws up minerals and the deepest nutrients. Well, the radical in a person goes down to the genius hidden in the soul, which is its own nutrient. It has its own nourishing imagination. And so a true radical is someone who is becoming themselves by drawing on something deep inside themselves, which then becomes the gift that they have to give, which makes their life full but benefits the people around them as well.
Oh, Michael, that is just a great place to end this interview. I want to thank you, as usual, so very much for speaking with us this morning and while you're writing your book. Thanks for taking an hour out for us.
Well, I'm happy to do it, and good luck with the fundraising, and keep up the good work. I should mention one other thing.
Sure,
the genius in a person is weird.
Yeah, weird. Baby.
And weird's a good thing. It means to have a foot in each world, and KBOO is also weird, and that's a damn good thing.
Well, thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Michael.
Thank you, Michael.
And for people wanting more information about Michael's work, you can find online mosaicvoices.org. Thank you very much, Michael, for being with us.
Thank you. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Cheers. Grace and Teresa, we have a few minutes to entice some folks to make that call, 877-500-5266.
You know, we only have $225 more to go for our goal, toward our goal for this hour, which is awesome. And we only have one CD set left. So I would get on that phone right now, 877-500-5266, and snap up that CD set for a mere $180 minimum pledge. That's about comes to $15 a month, which is a really great way to support KBOO. And we do want to thank...
And yourself. It's a twofer.
It's a twofer, because I think you're going to really like the CD set. It is, what I've heard so far, it's pretty amazing.
It's deep and wide and fun.
And weird. And yeah. It's great. And we want to thank Elaine from Hillsboro, Tracy from Southeast Portland, Lindsay from Northeast Portland, and Linda from Northeast Portland, all renewing members. And I believe one or two of them probably got that set. So it's going. There's one left, and we are at the end of the show.
Now, I donated my very own personal one that has never even been listened to.
Yeah, so it's a virgin yeah. set.
877-500-5266. The number to call, 877-500-5266. Please let us hear from you now. I know I talk to people all the time that thank Lynn and I for the work that we do here on Positively Revolting, making sure that there is a strong voice in a non-hierarchist, anti-capitalist, sort of pro-creating that world together.
Pro-imagination.
Pro-imagination. Pro-collective action kind of way that we do. And you are listening now, and you know why, because it connects you to the bigger community. It connects you to independent thought. It connects you, well, to your life in many ways. That's what independent media does. It is there to help us understand each other. It is there to help us have a good analysis of the world so that we can do that analysis with fully, information provided from a multitude of neglected perspectives. And that helps us. It keeps us informed. It enriches our community. And we can take right action together to literally change the world, because that's what needs to happen. Right, kids? And right now, you can help to change the world by keeping independent media strong, by pledging your support to KABU, by contributing and becoming an active member. 877-500-5266 or online at kboo.fm.
You know, really, nurture your inner genius. Become a supporter of KABU. Come on down. Become a volunteer. But we'd love to hear from you first. 877-500-5266. Become a member. Grab that last CD set. It's a 4 CD set of Michael Mead. Just really talking about how we can nurture our inner genius and how we can live in this crazy world.
Yeah, with great stories and ideas and a real inspiration to help find imagination in your life.
Mm-hmm. Okay, 4 minutes left on the clock on this final positively revolting of the pledge drive, and so we need your call. Ring our bell and make us happy.
We have $200 left to raise, kids.
5266. We've got the matching grant. We've got KBOO's partnership with Friends of Trees. When you call in, you can also get a tree planted by Friends of Trees in addition to your regular thank you gift. And as we mentioned it before, you can still get the CD. I would like to suggest that if you're gonna be the person who does the tiebreaker and call in like Damian Lillard making that 3-point. See, I knew the name.
You looked that up. Wait,
I did. you can get that. And I would also like to suggest that you may like to have your own copy of the KBOO audio flash drive, because it has additional great KABU programming on it, including John Nichols on Dollarocracy and Kshama Sawant. That's the $15 minimum wage person who is so successful in Seattle. We've got a recording of her speaking recently in Portland, and it's got Pete Seeger, it's got Tom Hartman, it's just got hours of programming. You can get that. Why not call us right now? Why not spend $10 a month? And that's pretty painlessly. We can set that up on your bank account or on a credit or debit card. Number to call, 877-500-5266. Now, we are using the NSA spy technology to find out who's watching us online, and you can, I'm just kidding about this. This is a shtick, all right. But it sounds a little too true, doesn't it?
We can
see in Corvallis, you are brushing your teeth. Well, as soon as you're done, please give us a call, 877-500-5266. In Forest Grove, you are using a broom versus the cat trying to get it out from under the couch, 877-500-5266. In Camas, you're surfing Craigslist ads looking for a new moped. Well, good luck with that. But in the meantime, how about a call, 877-500-5266. In McMinnville, you're building a paper mache coffee maker. That's not going to work. We need you to call us, 877-500-5266. The KABU audio flash drive is available, and still, as of this moment, you can still get Finding Genius in Your Life by Michael Mead.
You got 3 minutes, people.
Last copy. Lynn has donated it herself. So
less than 2 minutes left on the clock now. Mm-hmm. So let me look back into our NSA device, and I see in Vancouver you're texting your sweetie under the desk. You need to call us, 877-500-5266. That's a pretty good move. The boss can't see you doing that, but you know, productivity, people.
Let me also let people know, coming up today on KABU at 9 o'clock, Marvin and Angie will be speaking with Bell Landau of Returning Veterans Project on their programs to help veterans. At 10 o'clock, you'll hear Air Cascadia. At 10:15, Flashpoints with investigative journalist Gareth Porter on the U.S. neocons who are determined to gut and stalemate current U.S. nuclear talks with Iran. Also, the granddaughter of Ethel and Julius Rosenberg talks about the Rosenberg Fund for Children. And then at 11 o'clock, Radio Zine host Andrew Geller speaks with Dr. Martin Blank from Columbia University about his new book, Overpowered, which addresses the dangers of electromagnetic radiation. And then in her U.S. broadcast debut, Israeli attorney Daphna Teknover talks about her lawsuit to remove Wi-Fi from all Israeli schools. All this coming up on your community radio station. Fine reasons for you to call right now and support us with just a little of your hard-earned money. Consider that bite-sized monthly chunk, $5 on on up. However you want to pay it is up to you.
50 seconds left.
We just ask that you do it. 877-500-5266 or online kboo.fm. How are we doing over there with the finish line?
We've got more money coming in. We must be really close. Your call can be the one to take us over the $1,000 goal.
Oh, come on. Put Lynn and I over the top.
Come on, baby. We want them over the top.
You know that we're over the top most days anyway.
30 seconds left on the clock. Salem, I see you lighting a gas stove by throwing matches at it. That's dangerous, people. Stop that and give us a call. 877-500-5266. And Kelso, the dog is dropping that slimy chew toy in your lap. You're going to have to stand up anyway. Why not go over to the phone, pick it up for where you put it on the counter and call us. 877, that's toll free, 500-KABOO, 877-500-5266. We're waiting. We still have a line open, and I think we are going to make it
open.
If we can get one more call in.
877-500-5266.
We're really close.
We thank you for listening. We'll be back next week.
KABOO Community Radio is proud to co-sponsor the Self Enhancement, Inc. Financial Empowerment Clinic on Saturday, May 17th, from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. There will be opportunities to meet with a financial planner, pull and review your credit report with an expert, attend workshops on getting ready for college, budgeting for back to school, and more. Community resources will be available as well as food, raffle prizes, and kids' activities. The event is at Self Enhancement, Inc., 4134 North Vancouver. More information on the Financial Empowerment Clinic, May 17th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m., can be found at kboo.fm on the right-hand side of the homepage under Community Events.
Good morning. You're tuned to KBOO Portland. It's time now for Veterans Voice. Today, they're speaking with Belle Landau, Executive Director of the Returning Veterans Project, on their programs to help veterans. And today, Marvin and Angie will be with us as hosts, and we welcome Angie. Stay tuned.